This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. President Donald Trump is upset that a number of states are refusing to cooperate with the demands of his Voting Integrity Commission. The commission, led by the notorious Kansas State Secretary Chris Kobach, is intended to root out the source of the, quote, millions of illegal votes that Trump claims were cast in the 2016 election that led to his popular vote loss. But voting rights groups see it as a naked attempt to use claims of voter fraud to suppress the voting rights of people of color, a long-term Republican strategy for winning elections. Well, nearly half of all states, including California, are refusing to hand over the personal data of its voters to the commission. Joining me to help understand what's really going on is Andrew Gumbel. He is a journalist with the Guardian newspaper. He's the author of several books, including Oklahoma City, What the Investigation Missed and Why It Still Matters, and his latest book, Down for the Count, Dirty Elections and the Rotten History of Democracy in America. Welcome to the program, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
So first, this commission, which we had covered on our program, if we set aside what it really is intended to do, what exactly has it requested from states? And has the federal government ever asked states for such information?
Well, there was a letter from Chris Kobach, who is the vice chair of the commission, that went out last week and actually was leaked to the media before a number of states even received it, essentially asking for data, all the data that states could possibly provide about their voters. So their names, their middle initials, their social security numbers, but also their party affiliation, their voting histories, any criminal histories that they know about. You know, it was literally like a vacuum cleaner operation to try and get as much information about voters as possible. As far as whether anybody's ever asked for such a thing in the past, I think the short answer is no. There have been various attempts in the past to think about how to clean up voter rolls, how to streamline the process, how to be more certain if somebody is dead or has moved away, that they can be safely removed from the rolls without jeopardizing their voting rights. But this kind of blanket operation by a federal body to try and impose some kind of control over who gets to vote nationwide is absolutely unprecedented.
And so certainly we wouldn't argue, and most people wouldn't argue, that our voting system in the United States is antiquated, full of problems. But I doubt that this commission has even acknowledged those real problems, right?
Right. Well, we can look at this, you know, in very basic nuts and bolts ways. There have been a number of commissions, especially since the Florida debacle in 2000, that have looked at how to improve the voting system. A lot of them have had things that have left, you know, people like me wanting more, but essentially they've been honest, bipartisan efforts to look at the problems and come up with viable solutions. This one is not like that. If you look at the makeup of the commission, it is the leadership is entirely Republican, and not only Republican, because I don't want to, you know, badmouth Republicans as somehow being against fair elections, because many of them are not. These are people who have gone on the record to assert things that are factually untrue, and have in many cases a track record of using positions of power over the electoral process in order to push for partisan advantage rather than having fair and transparent elections. Chris Kobach is Exhibit A, but you also have Mike Pence, who's the chair of the commission, who has gone fully along with this notion, which is entirely wrong, that 3 to 5 million voters voted illegally in the 2016 presidential election. You have Kenneth Blackwell, who is was previously the Secretary of State in Ohio, and in the 2004 election did a number of things that were clearly aimed at giving an advantage to the Republicans as opposed to doing his job of managing a fair process, making it as difficult as possible, for example, for last-minute registrants to get registered and quibbling about the paper stock that they were writing their application on, this kind of thing, which is, there's a long history in the United States of parties and officials doing this kind of thing in order to manipulate voting results, not in order to make the system fairer. The other thing to point out from history is that, yes, there have often been many problems in the voting system, really nonstop, and there continue to be many problems. And if you look at this commission, you know, if you made a list of what are the issues that are most pressing in the voting system now, that list would include items like safeguarding computers, making sure that the scope for hacking from outside, from Russia or anybody else, is minimized. Making sure that there's a proper voter verified paper trail in case of any question about the way the machines count the votes, so you can have some kind of reliable backup. And what you see with this commission, with Kris Kobach as the vice chair, Mike Pence as the chair, is they're asking none of those questions. They are looking at the issue of individual voter fraud at the polling station, which, you know, according to every study, every serious expert, going back a very long way. And we're not just talking about 5, 10, 15 years. We're really talking going back, you know, pretty much to the beginning of the 20th century, just isn't a problem.
And so what has Kobach said, or Pence said, they will do with this information if they do get it? And even though a number of states have said they wouldn't give the information, some will be turning it over. What exactly is the commission planning on doing with this information?
Well, again, we have to look at what they've said, which is vague, and then look at the track record of the people making the requests. So in terms of what they've said, the letter itself was rather vague. Kobach has given a couple of media interviews, one to the Kansas City Star, another to NPR, where he said quite overtly, this is about cracking down on fraud. So there's going to be some attempt to match up the data from voters in one state with another, and presumably decide based on whatever criteria the commission sets up that certain people are ineligible to vote. Now, we've seen this a number of times in the past. Kobach himself has set up or has administered a system that was set up in Kansas called CrossCheck, which purportedly is intended to stop people from voting in two states at once in the same election, which is indeed illegal. But the criteria for looking at who may be registered in more than one place and may be voting in more than one place has been applied so poorly that, according to one study that was done, for every genuine example of a voter voting twice that was unearthed, there were 200 examples of voters that were unfairly tagged as having voted twice. So this is, you know, the criteria are either applied incompetently or dishonestly, take your pick. But either way, the upshot is to make it much harder for people who are more transient, more mobile, maybe poorer. In other words, groups that traditionally vote Democrats, students, the poor, and so on and so forth, make it much harder for those groups to vote. And where you look at instances over the last 20 years that where such restrictions have been imposed state by state, you see that that's exactly the effect. The best example, I think, is from Florida in 2000, before the 2000 election. There was a purge done of the voter lists according to criteria set up by a Georgia outfit that was inspired in large part by a lawyer named Hans van Spakovsky. When the list was applied, which it wasn't very, you know, most of the counties in Florida chose not to take the list because they didn't trust it. One county that looked at the names on the list found that it was 95% inaccurate and overwhelmingly biased towards trying to get African Americans off the voter rolls. Hans van Spakovsky, I mentioned his name, went on to have a career in the Bush Justice Department and is now, surprise, surprise, a member of Kobach's Voter Integrity Commission. So you see the same characters who've been involved in the same shenanigans reappearing here. And I think that makes a lot of sense of how the states have responded, because normally when a presidential commission makes a request, there's a certain deference, there's a certain politeness. What you've seen here is states, you know, with extraordinary vehemence, I would say, telling Kobach and his commission to take a running jump, quite literally. The Secretary of State in Mississippi, which is a Republican state, Republican Secretary of State, it has a history of voting which is less than desirable, let's put it that way. Even they were outraged, and they said, you know, that Kobach should take a running jump into the Gulf of Mexico. So you see a kind of outrage on behalf of the states. And I think the reason why you're seeing this is because the way in which the request is made and the strategy behind it is so transparent, so naked, so unsubtle, and so disrespectful of process as it's understood by the interaction between the federal government and the state governments, that, you know, even in Mississippi, with all its history of voting problems that we know about from the segregation era onwards, found it outrageous. And I think there's no more, you know, clear indication of what's going on than that.
Now, Andrew, are there any states that are complying with this request? The Washington Post put out a map showing which states were partially complying and which states were flat out refusing to comply. So what can you tell us about the latest?
Right. I think there are a number of states which want to comply. You know, I think if you look at the history over the last 10, 15 years of Republican-controlled state legislatures who have been quite unabashed about passing, for example, voter ID laws that, again, you know, have no rationale in terms of combating fraud, because fraud as a problem at the individual level just doesn't really exist. It's all about suppressing the votes of Democrats. You know, I think they're quite willing in principle to go along with the idea of some other kind of vote suppression mechanism. However, a lot of them have problems with their state laws to do with the privacy of the information, to do with issues of giving this information away free when they may have some mechanism whereby they sell certain parts of this information. And so that creates problems. And, you know, bizarrely, even Kansas, even Kris Kobach had to tell himself, essentially, Kris Kobach, the Secretary of State of Kansas, had to tell Kris Kobach, the vice chair of the Presidential Commission, that Kansas couldn't comply fully with the request because under Kansas law, you can't divulge people's social security numbers.
Oh, so my goodness. Farcical. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So then, of course, Trump's response on Twitter, which seems to be the way we get responses from the president, is to say, what are they trying to hide? How far will the president and this commission go to try to get this information, which is pretty obvious they're going to abuse for their own ends? But what can they sue the states?
Well, I mean, I think that there are a number of points, you know, at which things can happen, and we just don't know the answer. So there's the question of the legality of the states handing over this information. They're all reaching their own independent conclusions about that. There's the question of how much the Presidential Commission can push those who don't have compelling legal reasons to hand over information, even partially. And then there's the question of what the commission can do with the information. You know, if there is some kind of concerted effort to say, here's a list of people who are not eligible to vote, the states would then presumably have an opportunity to say, thanks very much for the suggestion that we take these people off the voter rolls, but we're not going to do it. Thank you very much. Then there's a question of, you know, what legal challenges could follow on from that. We don't know the answers to those questions. What we can say, I think, with some certainty is just looking at it through a political prism, which is that this has been a colossal misfire on the part of Kris Kobach and the commission. And I think it's going to be much harder for them now to recover the credibility they've lost with a single letter in order to impose their will on the states politically, you know, even before we get into the legalities of it. So on the one hand, there's reason for cautious optimism that some kind of mass purge of voters is probably not going to take place. On the other hand, we are talking about the President of the United States. We're talking about the full power of the federal government. We don't know how this is going to play out. And it is without question a dangerous moment because, you know, we have seen a number of threats to voting rights, to ballot access. And again, I think it's very important to see this in a nonpartisan prism. You know, this is something that may be designed to attack the Democrats in terms of the politics of any given race. But really, it's an attack on all Americans and Americans' right to vote. And every time, in fact, there's been either a vote suppression attempt or an attempt to expand ballot access in the United States, whatever the parties think going in, it ends up affecting both parties to some degree. So this is not something that, you know, should be thought of as, you know, I'm a Republican, whatever works to get my side in, I'm good with, let's not worry about the rest. There's a deep abiding problem here in terms of the quality of American democracy and how it affects everybody on all sides of the aisle. Hmm. And we don't know how this is going to play out in that way, you know. And again, I think the more ordinary citizens can separate out the partisan interest from the public interest, the better, because then it's a way of calling the bluff against people who are trying to manipulate the system for partisan advantage.
Well, Andrew, we'll post a link to your latest piece in The Guardian about this story from our website later today. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a great pleasure.
My guest is Andrew Gumbel, a journalist with The Guardian. He's the author of several books. His latest is Down for the Count, Dirty Elections and the Rotten History of Democracy in America. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.